anointing that you have placed on our life to bless them in special ways. We bless you and praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go back to, you may be seated. Let's go back to this text there in Deuteronomy. I want to read it again out of the Messenger Bible, or the Message Bible. And then that 12th verse there in the Message Bible. Make sure you, no, that's not it. Deuteronomy 8:12, wasn't it? 13. See your herds and flock flourish. Now, actually, I have a herd. I rode out there. My wife and I rode out. I actually thought I had to get rid of them, but I found out that my men had not shot them up with the different drugs and stuff, that they don't have none of that in them. And so he says, see your herds and flock flourish, and more money come in. Good God Almighty. More and more money. Say it, more and more money,
more comes in.
Watch your standard of living going up and up. And then he said, make sure you don't become so full of yourself and your thing that you forget God, your God. Powerful. And then again, go back to Joel, where we stopped off this morning, Joel 2:21. I want to read it because I have a few questions I have to ask you about this. My assignment is parallel with assignment of other ministers. I know one man, the Lord told him, go back home and make my people rich. And the Lord have called me to make kingdom financial dominators.
Amen.
Let me just dominate. Dominating the financial world for the kingdom. He can do it too. God, you know, God can make it happen, you know. But he has to have your cooperation. So here in Joel 2:21, it says, fear not, O land, you have been revived. Do not fear your beasts. You will eat again. People of Zion, shout with joy. And happiness. The drought is over. Everything will begin to overflow. I will compensate you for all those years. You will eat in plenty. Always have enough, so you will praise my name. Now, here's a question was asked at this point. Do you believe that you're included? Do you believe you're supposed to have plenty?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe plenty is possible right now?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you can believe, you're empowered to become.
Yes, sir.
See, we have a tendency to try to get God to do something he already have done.
Yeah.
See, faith is your responsibility.
Yes,
sir. See, I get with God and pray. Did some praying this afternoon. And I could only tell you what he's telling me to tell you.
Yes.
Now, the Lord has called me some 40 years ago, but the last 20 years, he put a financial anointing on me.
Yes, sir.
And it's one of my special fields.
Yes. Right, all right. Yeah.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
I heard another man preaching along this line, which I follow him and preach a lot of his stuff. And he preached my stuff. And he said, if you're looking for a specialist, talk to me.
Yeah. Wow.
About what God would do if you let him in his area.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I'm on top of financial issues because of revelation. Someone financial story is changing now. Now y'all gotta make better noise than that. Hallelujah. I want to go along down the line here, some things that we need to see tonight. In the light is so important. The light shine in darkness, and darkness right. comprehended in night.
Right.
We need light to shine in the limitation and the lack and the critic we've been living in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
sir. It is the light that you have access to that determine how much you shine.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you can shout and jump around, but you need some light. See, we are people of light, and there are financial lights shining bright in the body of Christ now.
Yes,
and if they take a hold of it, if they take a hold of it, they'll wake up rich.
Yes, sir.
With a purpose.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody out there?
Yes, sir.
Now, one time the Lord told me I had a situation that I had to deal with. I was sitting on my front porch, and the Lord showed me a text and showed me a revelation. So I got up, left off my porch, went sit under the old tree in the yard, you know, on a bench. He showed me the same thing. And then he revealed to me there's no age in the spirit world. In other words, a person thinker, they've been in church 90 years, that you know, the Lord said, I don't deal by age. So, I mean, so people don't shine by age. They shine by reason of light. Having an encounter. What I say? Ooh, Lord, have an encounter. If you ever have an encounter with God about your finances, it's over. See, we read, we get happy, get goosebumps and all that, but you need to have an encounter. It, where it become a reality to you, where it becomes so real, you have it before you see it. Everyone in the sound of my voice can become rich tonight. If you have an encounter and that light shine bright, it's over. It's over. Your bill's over, your lack over, your limitation over, I can't have it, all that's over. See, once you get a revelation and have an encounter, it's over. May you have an encounter with abundance tonight.
Yes.
$500. May you have a divine encounter with all kinds of increase.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make the Holy Ghost your financial partner.
Yes.
And he will tell you where all the treasures are. Being a financial dominator is a mystery.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
You like to tell parables,
uh-huh.
Mysteries.
Yes.
Once the Holy Ghost reveals a mystery to you,
yes,
you step in.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. You must have an encounter with wealth.
Yes. All right.
You must move beyond your family. And step into the family of God.
Yes.
And volunteer to God, I want to be one of your kingdom financial dominator.
Yes.
It's not just about me. I would like to live good. God never send you on an assignment and don't give you part of it. Oh, my goodness. You ready? May the light that you encounter in these money, commerce, financial, dominion section empower you for a flight. What kind of flight? A flight, and we don't use this word much, listen to this. A flight into realms of financial dominion in the name of Jesus. Oh, my goodness. You heard it? Listen again. A flight into realms of financial dominion. I know it. I'm taking the flight. I encountered a light from heaven in 1994 when he gave me these two prophetic words in that store, money cometh. They empowered me that they into realms of financial dominion without having cash in my hand because I was too cautious of my command. Wow. The command made me rich. Go and tell my people they don't have to be broke no more. Go and tell my people they will not suffer financial shame no more. They will always have enough. They will always have more than enough because I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm the God of more than enough. Whatever I am, you can have. Whatever I am, you can be. You understand that? And so I'll tell you with this command.
Yes, sir.
So it is not by luck. So it's by light.
Yeah.
Not by luck or by hard work. Yeah. Uh-huh. It is the blessing of God that make us rich. Look at Proverbs 10:22. We've hit a hot spot. Proverbs 10:22. Look at it. The blessing of the Lord make us rich, and he had no sorrow with it. I'm not sad because I'm rich. I'm glad. Psalm 35:27. It's going to be a heavy, heavy hang over your head what I'm about to say because you never heard it before. When one of God's children accept his wealth, it make God shout. The angels go to shouting. Jesus, get out of his seat. Everybody get beside themselves saying they finally caught on. That's what I wanted to have all the while. Won't you make God shout?
Yeah.
You never heard that before. I never did either. I heard it a few minutes ago. Said God said, tell them I'll shout. I shout when they walk in what I've provided for them. Jesus shout. The Holy Ghost shout. The angels are shouting. It says in 35th Psalm, 27th verse, I think it is. Let them shout for joy.
Yeah.
Now you know your favor is righteous cause.
Yeah.
Let them say, let the Lord be magnified.
Yeah.
Which has what?
Yeah.
God says she made it.
Yeah.
She's not going to struggle no more. She finally had an encounter. It always was hers. You waiting on God, but God waiting on you. When God gonna come through? God already has come through. So it's by light, not by luck. Or by hard work, it is the blessing of God that make us rich and that it is without struggle. Lift your hand. Say this with me. Tell the Lord to give you an encounter with light that will empower you for a flight. Lord, give me an encounter with light that will empower me with a flight. Give me an encounter, come on.
Give me an encounter
with light
that will empower me
for a flight. I heard something. Financial redemption coming to your house tonight. Hey. Financial redemption come to your ministry tonight. Financial redemption coming to your business tonight. It's $100 check. It's a good check. Got your shouting clothes on? Listen. Light from heaven will hit you and overshadow every darkness of lack and want and bring you into the realm of light. If you believe that, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, it's an encounter. It's not an encounter with money. It's not an encounter. Oh, my goodness. It's not an encounter with silver. It's not an encounter with gold. It's an encounter with God. It's a knowing in my soul. It's a knowing in my spirit. Now, you really want to know the mystery of all this? Sit down. I'm about to give you. You don't need to take notes now. Wow. Kind of hard, isn't it? Well, if you stand up, you're not disobedient. I know it's kind of hard. I wouldn't be sitting down either. If you know, I can't sit down sometimes. You know, people try to tell you to sit down. You say, well, I won't obey. But there are four platforms that God uses to empower us to live in financial dominion. How many? I'll give them to you, and then I'll work with them a little bit. The law platform. Okay. The covenant platform. The wisdom platform. The prophetic platform. What I said? The law platform. The covenant platform. The wisdom platform. The prophetic platform. Now listen, my sisters and brothers, God tried to tell us this in a verse, what I'm about to say. Financial dominion is rooted in giving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me try to say it again.
Yes, sir.
All financial dominion is rooted in giving.
Yes, sir.
Not receiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Luke 6:38. I can't remember the number. I counted the word after give. 39 words after give. He said one word, give, and it took him 39 words to express. God. God couldn't find one word to express it. It took God. Man, listen. It took God 39 words to express what giving would do. Meditating that one day, and God said, you know, I just told you, do one thing.
Yeah.
It took me 39 words to explain myself.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how profound the anointing of giving is.
Yeah.
You always, you know, I thought when God gave me money coming, I didn't know what was going on. And then these people started, and I was in a big meeting, they started walking toward the altar. They've been having it all 20 some years.
Yes, sir.
I know this is the activator of money coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. People sowing cheerfully.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Willfully.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
without a bucket in their face.
Yes, sir. That's awesome. Yeah.
Money cometh, make you a cheerful giver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Bible said God loveth a cheerful giver.
Yes, sir.
All financial dominion is rooted in giving.
Yeah.
That didn't go over too big.
Yeah.
Not in gimme.
Yeah.
I'm from the country, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
gimme.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
In the kingdom of God, here's a mystery. In the kingdom of God, nothing is permitted to multiply until it is sown as a seed.
Yes, sir.
All of your confession will not multiply your finances.
Right.
All your prayer,
right,
praying in tongues,
yeah,
will not multiply your finances.
Right.
It gives you the wisdom to sow.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Anything you don't sow will never multiply. Anything you don't invest, diminish.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Genesis 8. Only what you invest multiply.
Glory to God.
You see, we've been trying to shout and dance our way out.
Yes,
yeah, I shout and dance because I want to glorify God.
Yeah.
But there's some instruction after I get through shouting.
Right, right.
And I have to be consistent with them instruction. Yes, I don't have to be trying to play a swap out with God.
Yes, sir.
I just tell him, I'm going to keep sowing, whether you give me anything or not.
Yes,
you told me in your word, I'm holding you to your word. So I'm going to keep sowing. I'm going to keep sowing like I'm out of my mind. I'm going to keep sowing seed.
Yes,
you said it.
Yes.
You got to make it good. I'm not going to let nobody talk me out of it. I'm not going to let no preacher talk me out of it. I'm not going to let no bishop talk me out of it. I'm not going to let nobody talk me out of it. I saw in your word, if I sow, the harvest got to come. If it don't come tomorrow, I'm going to keep sowing. If it don't come next month, I'm going to keep sowing. If it don't come next, if it don't come next year, I'm going to keep sowing.
That's right.
Yes, sir. I receive, sir. I receive. $1,000 there. Receive. You see, here in Genesis 8:22, my God, what an open card this is here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Oh, my. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. Turn to Galatians chapter 6. Look at verse 7.
Yes, sir.
We need to look at this. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, see, just sow that. That's thou now. So shall he reap. He that soweth sparingly, he that, turn it over. Turn it over. He that sows bountifully, I don't have time to explain it. I'll tell you to you later. Hallelujah. You see, God is not mocked. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. It's not right for you to be broke. Be not deceived. It's not right for God to give you a dream and it don't be fulfilled in your life. Be not deceived. Tell somebody, be not deceived of a $500 check. Be not deceived. See, she keeps on.
Yeah,
be
not deceived. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Amen.
Financially, my brothers and sisters, we've been deceived.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You're not, that's another $1,000. You're not designed to be poor. You're not designed to live from paycheck to paycheck. You're not designed to wait till you get 80 years old to try to enjoy yourself. You're designed to have a breakthrough right now. Listen to what I'm about to say in the spirit. It's not what you've been through. It's breakthrough. I'm not talking about what you've been through. Tonight, as a kingdom financial dominator, is breakthrough time. You don't believe this true, follow me about 20 minutes in my area, and I'll show you it's true. And the reason that God has blessed me so much, because some of y'all look at, when you're preaching, look at it trying to intimidate you, like you know so much. You're not going to shout. You're not going to wave your hand or nothing. You're all dignified, bro. You got to praise God. You're not impressing God with your $14,000. You got to praise him. I'm not up here talking about no small money. I'm talking about not being able to buy a car cash. I'm talking about being able to buy the dealership. Cash. If God permit me to say this, be merciful, my Father, but God is a plumb sure. Y'all don't understand me. You never saw a peacock. You I know you never seen it. I say God's a sure. I know you never have seen a peacock.
Go ahead, sir.
And he spread out? Make you dizzy with elegance. Make you dizzy. You think you're wearing a nice dress? Watch a peacock. God is a show off. God said, I'm going to do this. Why none of our fingerprints the same? How is this possible? He who made the fingerprint is the same one make you prosper. Hallelujah. Stick with me a minute. Stick with me. I'm going to put a few more things on you. Stick with me a minute. Stick with me. Platform number one, get ready to make note, the law platform. It is the law that empowers a given life. Watch this. And because given is the foundation of financial dominion, it is the law that empowers us to walk in financial dominion. Remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's why we're here tonight. Abraham also sowed in the law of God and gave his only beloved son. Genesis 22:2. Listen, God will give anything. Abraham will give anything. Listen. Say, I'm listening. Nobody will ever experience financial dominion without being a delightsome giver.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Yes, sir.
You don't sow five seed and quit.
Yes,
talking about it not working.
Yes,
you out your mind, you just call God a lie.
Yes.
You don't go around thinking I got too much money.
Yeah, right, right.
Or somebody else got too much money.
Right.
You never frown at something you want.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't break the mirror, we'll show you where you're going.
That's good.
Addiction to give. To give it empowered by law.
Yes, sir.
When we become addicted to giving,
yes, sir.
God is committed to empower us.
Yes, sir.
In us for financial dominion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But you got to become an addicted giver.
Yes,
see, I didn't understand why money comes to work like this. These people are so money. You ever been to a camp meeting at Word of Life Christian Center? Some people are so like they're out their mind. They're so anybody make a move, they start sowing. They're sowing at the step, they're going up there, these boys, they're going up there, they got a line. We got to wait about a half hour. Every day. It's only, get this, it's only addicted givers that walks supernaturally in financial dominion.
Yeah. Wow.
See? You got to become an addicted giver for it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Boy, ain't had many hallelujah there.
Yes, sir.
It has in this room, addicted givers in this room.
Yes, sir.
And if it's such thing, they get more addicted. So, I'm going to tell you right now, it is impossible to taste it until you're an addicted giver.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes,
sir. Secrets, man. Secrets.
Amen.
Everybody say, why?
Why?
Say it again.
Why?
It take giving to get you there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
It take giving to remain there.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yep. So, let's say it another way. And it takes growing in your giving life to experience level in your financial dominion.
Yes, sir.
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
Romans 8:2,
yes,
have made me free from being broke,
yes,
and not having enough.
Not having
it's under the law of sin and death. Lack limitation, you're a Christian, you're born again, you're in the family of God, and you still can't get nowhere. You, what it is, there's a law of sin and death holding you back. So when you get enough light in the law of light, of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, you overcome the law of sin and death.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. That's good. That's
Once you get a, go to Romans 8:2. Once you get a revelation that is a law overruling the law.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan is the god of this world.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You say you're a Christian.
Yes.
So he wants you to be broke.
Right.
So you can't make a deal with him. You have to overrule him.
Yes.
Jesus said a thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
But I'm come that you might have life.
Yes,
that you might have it more abundantly.
Right.
Get on the right side of the verse.
Yes.
Follow the plan that God has set for you.
Yes, sir.
Work your faith. Work your giving.
Yes, sir.
Die to not being a giver.
Yes, sir.
Resurrect as a giver. Father, where you want me to give at? When he took on Salamaya. When he tell you give, he applied a seed. He provide the seed. The more you give, the more he'll give you. Remember that old song? Just keep on giving. You remember that? The more you give, the more he'll give you. Just keep on giving. Now I understand that song. That's not a collection song. That's a song telling a testimony. That if I ever get you in a systematic giving. I see some of y'all not going to make it. Y'all wanted to come some other way. It's not going to come. No. I'm here to tell you tonight. It's not going to come. You're going to have to come to this altar, baby. Some of y'all said that never sold. You just watch the other people. But you want a revelation. That's the revelation. You're looking for a revelation. The revelation already on the step. I never called for it. Never. God did it. When he gave the prophetic word, money coming, it has to be activated.
That's right. Come on, apostles.
Yes, right. Yes, you come again. You got to be activated. I receive. That's a fresh anointing coming on you, child. Keep working with it. Yeah. You become rich. Never let people disturb your giving. I remember this woman at this boy church here, with my boys. I mean, she was giving like, wow, man. I mean, she made me say, man, I ain't giving nothing, but this woman just keep coming. Stacks of money in her hand. I saw some people got stiff. When she quit interrupting the service. When she quit interrupting the service, she wasn't interrupting me. It was an interruption to you because it wasn't coming to you.
Yeah.
I bet you should have started coming to you and say, hold up this service here. Thousands of dollars in her hand. I've seen that all over the world. Giving opened the door for manifestation. Not only do giving open the door for manifestation, giving open the door for demonstration.
Yes.
God want to demonstrate domination in your life.
Yeah.
Want to use you.
Yeah.
Want to use you. I receive him. Want to use you. That's $200 right there. Want to use you. It's impossible to taste it until you're an addicted giver. Now we have the law of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He had come as a God, must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Given. It is only law that empowers a man to give willfully, cheerfully, sacrificially, continuously, and timelessly.
Yes, sir.
Now you need to write these down now because you need to get to this class.
Yes, sir.
You need to get to this level.
Yes,
you see, I take the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It is only the Bible says Satan is the god of this world. See? So if a Christian try to live under this system, he going to smother you. That's why you got to have Romans 8:2 in working. Even in your finances. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus should be in your finances. That it overcome the law of sin and death. God set a way for us to overcome it. To become an anointed giver.
Yes, sir.
more concerned about your giving than what come back. You get to a point where God can divinely trust you. You become a treasurer for the kingdom. That's a $200 check. A good check. A treasure for the kingdom. That's all I am. Nothing a man bring in his world. Nothing he carry out. But enjoy yourself and help God do what he's doing while you're here. It is only the law of the Spirit that empowers a man to give willingly, cheerfully, sacrificially, continuously, and timelessly. In other words, I'm in mind and I don't care what happens. Until all saints. Oh my. Until you give willingly, your giving is not acceptable. You as a human being, no way. You can't do this. Giving is spiritual. You can't do it. See, because you're not gonna change levels. You're not gonna change levels. You playing game. You need the Holy Spirit to make you a willful and a cheerful giver. It doesn't matter sacrificially. You know what sacrificially means? I need this for something. I've sown all those seeds, boy. I remember one time his wife Wilma, he wanted to sow $1,000, and that was the last thing they had in the check. So he told her, write the check. She threw the book at him. Right there. She threw it at him. But now he's riding in a 300 something thousand or dollar motor home. RV, the one you pull behind your car. And you got to wait till you get to the campground to have any electricity. In a mobile home, you're traveling with it. You know, I got two.
Right.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
One of my RVs is a King Air.
Yeah.
I just like the name.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't ready for me.
Yeah.
See, hell no, man. I'm telling you what God would do.
Yes, sir.
When I go on an RV site, it's a shocking experience.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, a shocking experience.
Yes, sir.
I see you making shocking experiences in your neighborhood, in your city, in your state, that you're going to be a shocking experience because God's going to manifest so much in your life. The power of darkness aim to keep you from being a consistent giver.
Yeah. Yeah.
The very key, you remember I couldn't go to my floor in that elevator.
Yes, sir.
The elevator said, I'm not going until you use the key.
Yes,
the key in being a kingdom financial dominator is giving.
Yes, sir.
Very simple. Giving. That's the key. See, I can tell you this because I'm not broke, $300. Because I'm not broke.
Yeah, that's right. Come on,
and you can't hold me down.
Come on.
You can say what you want.
Yeah.
God my source.
Yeah.
So I can come tell you what thus said the Lord. And don't care how you feel about it. I would like for you to come in agreement, but if you don't come in agreement, I don't care. That's just you and your ignorant self. Because God's trying to get you out. And you can't get out without giving.
Yes.
And someone would say, he preaching that trying to get people to bring. Man, listen. You know what overflow means?
Yeah.
You know what more than enough is?
Yeah.
Huh? You know what don't need no more is?
Yeah. Come on, apostle. Come on, apostle. Come on, apostle.
See, this is the kind of person you need to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you might come to the concept that this man trying to help me. This is the kind of person you need to talk to you. Do you know I don't need no more is?
Yeah.
You better shout up in here. That's what you better do. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. God Almighty, glory. God Almighty, glory, glory. God Almighty. The secret, my friend, is giving. The secret is sowing. That's the secret. That's the secret. That's a $500 check. All I'm trying to do is get you in tune to the infinite, or infinite, unlimited. Until you give cheerfully, it is not received. Until you give continuously, you find yourself going down. Therefore, everybody say therefore.
Therefore.
Listen to me. It is impossible to walk in financial dominion without a given life. Give. And it shall be given to you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Good God Almighty. All right. I hear you. Have anybody lived that way? I hear you. Yes, sir. Look up here.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, I'm not preaching secondhand encounters.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
Every time you experience a financial failure, check your steps. Listen to what I'm about to say. You must have missed some covenant steps along the way. Why am I staying here in the morning, coming here at 9 o'clock, and teach you about your health? I'm sowing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
Once you get on the highway of giving, you will never experience a downtime again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Wow.
You will never have another setback.
Yes, sir.
That will be your lifestyle from now on. Law is the platform that empower our given life and provide access to this realm that we are talking about. You see, we're talking about a certain realm. Most Christians will never see it. Health and wealth run parallel. In health, there's something you're not doing because you don't know to do it. Same way with wealth. When you learn the mystery of health and of wealth, you'll be healthy and wealthy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
It seemed like for the revelation God has given, I'll get back in a minute, just like money cometh to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
In our dispensation, help.
Help.
Yeah. Coming to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
There are a very few secrets you need to know.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to step out of all sickness and disease. I got to get back to my lesson.
Yeah. Step right up.
That you, oh yes. You step out the first day. Blood pressure start getting on his knees the first day. Who told her that? That's $750, Jay. Who told her? Yes, I received. That's $1,000. Now here's something else now. This sort of an indictment. I'm not going to preach much longer. But all great lovers in Scripture walked in financial dominion.
Yeah.
That, see, you can't say you love God if you don't trust Him.
Yeah. Right.
$100 is a good check. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All great lovers in Scripture walked in financial dominion.
Right.
Abraham,
uh-huh.
James 2:23,
uh-huh.
The friend of God.
Yeah.
What does it mean? It means exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Law is the coin of friendship.
All right.
Law is what established friendship.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 1:19, look at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Job 36:11, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Look at it. Yeah. If you be willing.
Uh-huh.
Willing for what? Willing to follow my instruction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And obedient.
Yeah. Yeah.
You shall eat the good of the land.
Yeah.
Look at Job 36:11.
Uh-huh.
If you obey me,
yeah.
and serve me,
yes, sir.
What do you say? Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a $2,000 check. There are secrets you must know, children.
Yes, sir.
You must have encounters. You must have experience. You must have excessive expectation.
Yes, sir.
Do you mean God is an excessive God?
Yeah.
Now unto him that is able to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, exceedingly above all that you ask or think. According.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the power working in you.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is aiming, listen to me very carefully, to expose you to the power of giving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I said? I know you've had so many begging preachers. Ma'am?
Maserati
seat, yeah. When I looked at it, I didn't like it, though.
Yeah.
I mashed on it, didn't do enough.
Yeah.
My son said I was looking at the wrong one, though. And the turbo service.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go on a lot looking at the car. You bring it in front to play it.
Yeah.
Dr. Farb called him. He said, I said, get rid of him. Go get the manager.
Yes, sir.
In the car, I said, pull it out. He said, I got to put the license on for it. I said, man, you don't need no license on this car to pull it out in the parking lot. Pull it out.
Yeah.
I'm in charge here. You the server. Poor service. Then see, that's why I tell my boys we need to dress right. See, y'all don't be putting them little shirts on talking about preach it.
Yeah.
They come out with a little kanky pants on and a little shirt. I lost it right then. I said, I don't buy no coat from nobody like this. He ain't got no dignity.
Yeah.
I'm used to a salesman coming out there clean.
Yeah.
I should have known. I should have got back in the car then. Come out there with a little pair of hanky pants on, a little shirt all slides your hand. I should have got back in the car.
Come on, Apostle.
Look at Genesis 24:1 quickly. My time running up. When Abraham was now very old, and the Lord had blessed him. In everything. And because of Abraham, you know, we read, all the families of the earth are blessed today, including you and me.
Yes, sir.
It's a place where you can get God bless you in everything.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now, I told you the other day, when God spoke, he meant what he said. You put down this, Genesis 14, 19, 21, Abraham turned some men down because he said, I don't want you to say that you made me rich. Abraham was a tither. How many tithers do I have in this house? That's what makes me angry. You should have your money. You've been tithing 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You should have your money. So that's something, that's something you need to know. And that's what I'm here for. Abraham was a hospitable man. You couldn't pass before his house without having to be forced to take something. I thought the Lord run me right with this woman. This prophet kept passing her house. She was a rich woman. She said to her husband, let's build a room on here. When he come by, he'll have somewhere to rest. The prophet laid down, and the prophet said, find out what that woman needs. There's something money can't buy. Find out what that woman needs. Y'all better go to respecting your leaders. They're carrying an anointing, you see. Men and women of God have lost their dignity. They've become regular few. You can't let that happen. You got to be able to receive from a man of God. Receive from a woman of God. If they're carrying an anointing, they're packing something for you. You want me to talk to the officials for you? She said, no. He said, the servant said, sir, she, her and her husband, they passed the age, they don't have no kid. He said, go get her. She stood in the door. See this year next time you have a child. She said, oh, master, don't play with me. He ain't say no more.
That's it.
She had the child.
Yes, sir.
The boy must have been 15, 16 years old, caught a headache. And he was in the field with his father. And she went out there and sat on his knee and died. She told her husband, send me some horsemen. I got a trip to go. Husband, he didn't understand. He said, this time of year you go. She said, no, just send him to me. She told the man, drive. Drive wild, in essence. Don't slow up unless I tell you. He sent the servant out to meet her. He asked her three questions. Well, she told her husband, it shall be well. Boy, dead. I'm talking about your finances tonight. It shall be well. Then she was asked three questions by the servant. Is it well with thee? She says, it is well. Yes, sir. You see, I received that. Is it well with your husband? It is well. I don't know what she said. What she said, she didn't say it as well. What she said, look at it. All is well. Because the last time when they asked her, she said, it is well. I pronounce on you tonight that I've said enough in this house and there's enough energy of anointing. It is well. Got it? Enough going on in here. It's $250 check. Enough going on in here. And I got the clothes. So I'll come back and teach in the morning. You know what Genesis 13:2 says, right? Hold it. Don't go to the Bible. How many of y'all know what Genesis 13:2 says? And don't raise your hand because I'll call on you. How many of y'all know what Genesis 13:2 says? It's a shame. How you gonna expect to be rich and you don't know what Genesis 13:2 says? Turn to it, please have mercy. These type of scriptures you got to know. There are certain scriptures. If you're gonna walk in financial dominion, you got to know those scriptures. You got to know them. They gotta be down in you. They gotta be working in you when you're not even working them.
Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
You got to know this scripture. And Abram. was very rich.
Yes, sir.
In cattle, in silver, and in gold. Never let me catch you not knowing that verse. How you want to go there and you don't know where it at? You ought to know that voice. If you're going to try to reside there, you have to remember, I got to close. You have to remember, he was willing to give anything, even his son.
Come on, sir.
Watch this now. I want you to hear this.
Yes, sir.
Hear this. You remember he was willing to offer Isaac? You remember?
Yes.
Now listen to what this is. This is a powerful statement. He was willing to give anything, even his son.
Yes.
And God was willing to give him anything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Ooh, Lord. Listen. What you holding in your hand that God cannot have,
wow.
It defined the limit.
Wow.
God cannot take you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's good. That's so good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What you holding in your hand trying to help yourself?
Come on.
Come on, Apostle.
Come on, sir.
So remember and understand all addictive lovers in Scripture walked in financial dominion.
Wow. Wow. My God.
Yes, sir.
Hear my closing. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You next to be on the list. I said you're next to be on the list of financial dominion. Shout if you believe it. Give God praise. Hey. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, he is a $5,000 check. Well, you may be seated. Tell somebody I'm next on the list. You love God. The mystery of abundance, the mystery of prosperity, the mystery of wealth, the mystery of increase is given. You must pass the money test. And he give you tests all the time. Test all the time. There's someone here who never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I really want to pray for you. Spirit will remind you of some of the things that have been said in this conference and bring you into great enlightenment. We pray that enlightenment and empowerment hold hand in your life. The call I seek it to cause those things to happen. We pray that you become a lover of God by your giving. And that you'll sow and sow more, because it is the key to being a kingdom financial dominator. It is the sowing that make you a dominator. Your sowing will crucify your own. Instead of taking it somewhere else, you bring it to God. All the seed money there is in interest. Buy a house for so much, you pay three times for it. God paid off. You can put that money in your tithe and offering. You can put that money in your seed sowing. I see you out of debt. I see more than your need met. I see your dream flowing. Blessing flowing. Receive, my friend. I impart to you the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he is delighted in all his ways. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desire of your heart. Your dream, dear, is not too much. You're not covetous because you lack good things. That's built on the inside of you. That's from God. God built you to lack good things. because he's a good God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, this conference is not over. When the benediction is said tonight, it just began in the hearts and the homes of the people who are under the sound of my voice. I bless you in the morning. I bless you at noontime. I bless you at night. You will have dreams and visions and revelation and encounters. Angels, the ladder that Jacob saw was set up in your house. Until you begin to function in your covenant properly, the angels are going to go up and down in your house. The angels are going to hearken to your words. The angels are going to help see to it and make you rich. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.